of the three ballots that affect the future annual meetings, meaning the ABC and the AWC. Those are ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12. Could the secretary please post those on the screen? And Liz, you have your hand up as a point of information.
I do. I just wanted to say to some people are not getting responded to quickly, and I was just a little bit overwhelmed with the text function. I'm doing my best. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. And I'm sure the same is for same for Brad and Yasmina. And Greg has already indicated that. Thank you.
So, which you don't want my slide. You want just a list of the.
We need the three proposals, 10, 11, and 12 on the screen. And Liz, remind me, who is speaking for the ABC committee on this?
That's me.
Okay, thank you. All right. I'm going to call on Liz to ask for the explanation of why it was determined that these would be combined for suggesting this.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I am now speaking as the ABC chair. Each year, the ABC committee is tasked with putting together an agenda for the annual business conference, the ABC. This agenda must include all the business conducted in WSO, that business conducted within the 18 plus committees, the workings at Signal Hill office and at the board. It was immediately clear this year and last when creating the agenda that it would be difficult, if not impossible, to give ample and fair time to each of the ballots put forward by the fellowship. This year, three separate ballots proposals relating to the annual meetings received significant support from the fellowship and have been included on the 2022 ABC agenda. In summary, these ballots are, in order of fellowship support, Proposal 10, which asks for a study of the ABC to identify ways to make the conference equitable and inclusive for delegates and to identify a structure that would better meet the needs of the fellowship. Some of these questions that we might ask are, can the Business Worldwide Service Organization be conducted in 2 days? How do we conduct the business of the Worldwide Fellowship fairly, equitably, and consistently for all delegates around the globe? Proposal 12 asks for an ad hoc committee to investigate making changes to the ABC and the goal of equitable access to the conference. Suggested changes within include separating the ABC and the AWC, conducting the business on weekends only and holding the ABC on a virtual platform only. And finally, Proposal 11 asks for the restructuring of the annual World Convention, the AWC. The proposal suggests the AWC be held every 5 years as a hybrid event and be conducted only virtually on the years in between. All of these three proposals are being considered, and all of the proposals have merit on their own. The ABC AWC committee believes making changes to one of these events without considering the effects on the other is impossible, as they run in concert. Furthermore, to save time and to conduct the most efficient and effective meeting, the ABC committee has decided that the ballots 10, 11, and 12 be discussed together. This will allow more time for more topics to be discussed. Each group will be given the 3 minutes to present their proposal, and then the floor will be open to the delegates. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, with that in mind, then we will start with the presentation by the ABC committee, which is the submitter of Proposal 10. Who will please raise your hand if you're going to be speaking for that? Brad L.
Hey, I'm Brad L. Now I'm speaking as a member of the ABC committee. You know, the ABC is really quite a complicated deal. It is, there's so many issues that need to happen in it. And really the most important part we think about is inclusivity and getting voices heard. So as you noticed this year, we looked at doing online worldwide voting so we can get people more heard that way. We think about the time of day. We think about how do we get more participation in. And then there's also other issues that are really important. You know, the cost of having it in person, or how are we going to do hybrid? How are we going to make the hybrid people as equal to the other people? There are so many questions, and we have handful of people on the ABC committee. It is clear to all of us that we need more input. We need more voices, and we need to do a long-term study. These are not questions that can be answered super easy or super quickly. If they were, we would have already done it. The goals to identify are easier than figuring out how we get there, and so forth. Now, the AWC currently right now is linked in time to the ABC. At least it has been when it's been in person. A lot of the planning goes together. So really, the ABC committee thinks that there should be a joint a committee that studies all of it. All of the ABC and the AWC having those conversations together. And in those conversations, it might be that the AWC gets broken away from the ABC. But at the beginning, we want to invite as many people, as many ACAs as we can to the discussion, to try to get that variety of voices and look at all things ABC, all things AWC, so that we can really make the best conference for everybody. And we know there's a lot of issues out there. We know that there's other ballot items that have other more specific questions about the ABC or the AWC, but we're really thinking everything together in one study, and let people's voices be heard. And in that one study, there could be smaller groups that investigate specific issues, so forth. So we're hoping that we can pass this item and create a motion to create a study that's going to be really really helpful for everybody. Oh, perfect timing, came in just right. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. And now could we hear from, by the way, we're going to have a combined discussion of 30 minutes or more, 30 minutes after all three proposals have been presented. Could I have a representative from the proposal 11, proposal 11, please raise your hand. And that will be Julianne from WEB 0701.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
3 minutes. You're welcome.
An in-person convention is a great thing. I have to be really honest in saying that when I was in Al-Anon, I loved going to our annual area convention. However, it was inexpensive. It was less than a day's drive away, and I could carpool and I could room share. An international convention is expensive to attend. If you are traveling from out of country to get there, it's a barrier to people, right? Not everyone can afford to travel internationally every year. I know I can't. The fellowship has grown. We now have more meetings in more parts of the world. I really think that it's important for WSO, who hosts the AWC, to look at how we can best serve our fellowship. And we just don't believe that an annual in-person convention is inclusive to everyone in the fellowship. And hybrid conventions are a good stopgap, but they don't provide the same experience for everyone. So what we're proposing is, yes, as a fellowship, let's get together annually. We know that virtual annual events work. Allow people to save money to go to that spectacular, wonderful in-person event every 5 years or so, so that people can actually take the time to save the money, make their plans, get time off of work, get childcare managed. You know, an in-person convention once a year is great if you can afford to go to it. And if you can't, it leaves you feeling more excluded and left out. So we propose that there be a change. And we propose that there be an in-person convention every 5 years with virtual events in the years that we do not have an in-person convention. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne. Okay, then the next proposal is number 12. And could whoever's going to speak for that one, please raise their hand. Okay. We don't appear to have anybody who's going to speak to this one. However, it is in your binder. Everybody should have had the opportunity to read it. I will read the issue, and that is to decrease financial costs and increase equitable access to the decision-making process at the ABC, we propose the creation of an ad hoc committee to investigate the following changes to the ABC, splitting it from the AWC, holding it on weekends only, and holding it online only. We believe holding the ABC in the manner described will aid in hearing the effective conscience of our fellowship by providing more equitable access for all delegates. Okay. All right. We will now open up the floor for comments for 30 minutes. And so before we do that, well, actually, we usually take a minute for everybody to collect themselves and decide what they're going to say. Let's take that minute, and then the floor will be open for comments, but please do not raise your hand until that minute is up.
Time.
Okay, thank you. And before we start, just as a point of courtesy, I'm going to ask that anybody who is able to post to everyone, any of the co-hosts, please do not post anything in chat while a delegate is speaking, as it's a distraction, unless it's absolutely necessary for according to what's happening. Okay, so the delegates, please raise your hand if you'd like to speak to these motions. All right, we'll start with Adelina.
Hi everyone, Adelina here from Toronto, Canada. I am in absolute support of these motions as a whole. Our fellowship is changing, is evolving, is blooming. And so, of course, it is just natural to reevaluate how we do business. And my recommendation would be, let's do the study first to see what makes sense for the entire fellowship and then make decisions based on the results of the study. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Adelina. Next is Patricia Y from WB590.
Hi, I'm Patricia Adultchild. I like the ideas of all of these. They are not mutually exclusive. And I'm not sure how they're going to be presented on the ballot. So I'm concerned that they're going to be either or. And I want to say I think that idea of a task force is a very good one. The idea of having online meetings is a very good one. The idea of even having some in-person meetings is a very good one, but there is some flexibility needed. Like obviously the ABC committee decided last year and year before to, you know, let's have this virtual, even though we didn't really necessarily plan to have it that way to begin with. You know, some things require a different response. So I like the task force. And I like the virtual with the potential for every 5 years. I do want to say I don't think they should be mutually exclusive, and we should not have to vote for one at the expense of all the others. Thanks.
Point of clarification before we go to the next person, there will be an option to combine them all on the vote when we figure out what that ballot motion will be. Next is Pam from IG76.
Before Pam starts, excuse me, Mary Lou, it's 1 minute I'm timing, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen, whoever is doing the unmuting, I know, Pam, we've had problems before, but...
Pam has been invited to unmute.
Pam, if you're on your phone, you might have to unmute in a different way.
Star six.
Okay. Pam, keep your hand up. I'll come back to you. Next is Bob A. from Washington 0184. Something is not going well with the unmuting. Please try to unmute yourself, Bob. Not working. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, I was concerned too with the combining, if it was going to be one vote for all three, because I was in favor for number 10. Number 11, I was like, not every year, even a world level virtual event every year would be a lot. And the final one, it was online only. I did a RSC thing for NA, and it was a combination of online and virtual, and it worked pretty good for a first year thing, because then people who can't be there could do the online thing, but people who wanted the in-person event could go in person. So it was a nice compromise of both. So there's that option too.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Next, we'll go to Judy from California 1515.
Oh, sorry. That must have been a mistake. Okay. I did not raise my hand.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Next, we have Sun from Intergroup 742 in Singapore.
Thank you. I'm Sun from Singapore, and I represent IG 742 East Asia Intergroup. Just like to comment, thank you everyone for your concern for global participation in other countries. And I hear that it's being brought up by board members and committee members. And they actually attend the East Asia meeting, and it's a long-term thing. And I don't have particular ideas at this moment. For me, ABC and AWC really came to me during the pandemic in 2020. And because I received so much, I said, okay, so there'll be an AWC in 2022, and I'm ready to attend in person. But that did not materialize, but that's okay. you know, I managed to open the conversations for more inclusion and to keep talking about it. Yep, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sun. I'm going to go back to Pam quick to see if we can unmute her again. Try one more time. Pam, you've been sent the prompt to unmute yourself, and all right, it just isn't working again. I'm going to call next on Patty from Web 0515.
Hey, all, Patty ACA, Web 0515. Thank you all for your service. I'm in agreement with 10, and on 11, I have a couple of questions about. I have a question about 11 and a question about 12. 11, the language says the years in between, and does that mean each year between those? I'm unclear about the language of how often in between those. I'm going back to the language here.
What this is referring to is having it in person every 5 years, and then the years in between.
I know, excuse me. Okay. Yes. It says, furthermore, we propose WSO continues to host an annual World Convention, AWC, virtually in the years between in-person hybrid events. So if the in-person hybrid international convention is happening every 5 years, how often is that? Is the AWC being proposed to happen?
Every year, it will happen every year, but only in the fifth year will it be in person.
Okay, thank you. And I have another question. May I ask another question?
No, I'm sorry. You can raise your hand again.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Patty. Next, Lisa from New Jersey 136.
Yes, mine is a clarification question as well. It's not clear to me what the difference is between a task force, an ad hoc committee, a study group, and which of those report to who. So clarification on that would really help. Thank you.
Okay. I think we'll tackle that in a few minutes. Thank you for that question. Marion from ZAF 003.
Thank you. Hi there. Okay. I represent fellowship and meetings in South Africa, and one of our problems has been the inclusivity aspect. In a sense, I believe these proposals tie back to the one we've just got stuck on, because it is clear that we're not getting through the business. And as has been mentioned previously, it's really important that the fellowship participates and gets involved rather than the board having to do the work, because this is crucial to the functioning of the fellowship. So I kind of think it's essential to recognize we're not getting through the business now. So either we do something like make it a week long, which isn't feasible for most people for participation, or we look at quarterly or whatever. So I think in a sense, these proposals relate to the previous one that we just got stuck on. From a practical point of view, for proposal 10, I'm largely in agreement, but I believe this is time sensitive because it impacts on how we handle this one. And then the other two, it's just realistic location. Would that be around the world? In other words, not necessarily always in North America.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Next we have, and by the way, Pam, the technology issue is on your end. We can't see that there's anything that we're doing on our side that is keeping you from speaking. So, sorry. John from California 993.
Hello. I was thinking to help move the discussion, we could do a straw poll to just see how many people would be in favor, for example, of separating the ABC from AWC. And then if it was a small sampling of people wishing to separate them, then make a determination whether that should be prioritized as part of the motion. Similarly, you know, you could ask in the straw poll, should the international AWC be conducted every 5 years? And just in straw polling kind of reach some sense of group consensus without having to go through this elaborate and lengthy process of forging motions and taking votes and then revotes. And maybe we could do some of this by straw poll more quickly by just using the reaction hands. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Next is Michelle from Web Meeting 0111.
Hi, Michelle, recovering adult child in Wisconsin. I'm absolutely in favor of all three of these motions. And just sitting here in this time, I've been able to kind of just structure something that would work and cover everything. I think that the point taken that we have gotten hung up on the previous motion, these combinations of these motions could handle that as well. So thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Michelle. And next is Christopher from Region 5.
Thank you. In every other program I'm part of, the conference is always separate from the convention. To me, these are two separate events. 10 and 12 can be addressed together, but 11 should be dealt with separately. And in case you're not aware, Mary Jo, I believe it's on phone, star 6, for somebody to unmute themselves. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you. I think we've tried to communicate that. We'll try again in a minute. Thank you, Christopher. Next is Marcus from California 218.
Yes. I really, you know, I have, you know, I feel in support of all three of these motions, but I really feel that it needs to be combined and there needs to be some type of study more information on these. I don't feel capable of making a decision. For example, on the one on 11, I don't think I have proposal 11. Really, I don't feel I have enough, you know, knowledge, information on it to make a decision now. And I think that we could really make some excellent changes in the ABC. But it would need to be studied over a year. And I also would like information on the, I also on the different types of, you know, working group, committee, does the ABC have a group like that, a committee or a working group?
Thank you, Marcus. Next is Denise from Texas 131.
Hi. I'm afraid I don't think I'm adding anything to this. I guess the main thing is I think they all have the good points, but they're too limiting. And I think if we combine them so that the committee, whoever's doing it, has the ability, you know, to really flesh out the pros and cons and to come up with the best solution. And that's what we're trying to do here. So thank you, everybody, for your service.
Thank you, Denise. And we will try one more time to see if you can unmute yourself. So the tech person is giving you a prompt to unmute yourself. Please hit star 6 and see if that works. Okay. All right, we'll move next. Again, it's not working. All right. Robert from Florida 0246.
Good day, everyone. Robert, adult child. Yeah, I think just, you know, we're trying to cast a wide net. And then this is, I'm looking at it from the intent point of view. We need to get more participation, right? And it starts in the meetings, going to the intergroup reps who show up in these meetings. And it's really about the voice of who is ACA, right? And it's not the board. And I think I agree. And I think, so, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, we need to sort of, whatever the motion is to get the ideas together. I think ABC and the A, WC is they're different, right? But you know, we need the study can go and figure out what we can find out and just gather any information, come back with recommendations to get how what's the right engagement model. And it's going to change over time. If we end up with 100,000 people, you know, 5 years from now, then it's going to be different than what it is. But for now, this model is looking for a better place. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Robert. Next is Kelly from telephone 0341.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's certainly clear to me after this is my fourth ABC that a lot of work needs to be done on how we can improve not only at the actual event, but in inclusivity. And I'm pretty sure that, and I can be, I'm happy to be corrected if I'm wrong, that the board members, that they are funded to get to the ABC when they're not, you know, in their hometown, and which is not the case for most delegates. So to me, it's got to be hybrid. The in-person is really only beneficial to the members who they can get there because their tickets and their hotel rooms are being paid for by the fellowship. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Brad, what is your meeting number?
The reason for my raised hand is because I've received a direct message from Pam, IG 76. She says, since I have permanently been muted by the host and as the IG delegate for 9 meetings, please convey these 2 points. 1, Regents may be the appropriate service board to present/host recovery conferences. 2, articles of incorporation need to be researched about the requirements for ABC and decision making, which I believe have been codified as Robert's Rules of Order. So,
thank you, Brad. There's not any intent to permanently ban Pam from speaking. Something technology wise has gone wrong, and I'm sorry that happened. Pam, we've done our best. I'm going to go out of order and calling Kathy T from California 837. We haven't heard from you before, I don't believe. Go ahead, Kathy. I know. You know what?
I'm sorry.
All right. Silani, I know. All right. Are you okay? Okay. Thank you, Silani. Okay.
My group, CA 37, really likes time and attention put to things that have a lot of impact on the ACA fellowship worldwide. And for that reason, I strongly support a study for the purpose of making these decisions. And so I'm leaning toward the ABC committee's study. Thank you so much for letting me be heard.
Thank you, Kathy. And I'm going to call on Silani next, Maryland 0053. I wasn't taking into account that we really have plenty of time. So go ahead, Silani.
It's not a big deal. I've learned how to not take things personally. So I'm going to make a statement first, and then I have a question. The statement is, I watched yesterday as we heard from person after person after person with different motions after Brad L's initial proposal. And after a lot of time and energy, we came back to the one that was the loosest, that's probably not the right word, but the most unlimiting. And that was, you know, we're going to study it. I would like to see, I don't know how to do this. I mean, I know about amendments, et cetera, substitutions, but I'd like to see something that is loose enough to delegate that there's going to be a group of people working on this. This is too big, obviously, to handle in our limited time here. So if there is some way to make it broad, where we kind of figure it out as we're going, that's what I'm asking for. Thanks.
Thank you, Silani. Next is Bill G from Pennsylvania 105.
Thank you. I just want to make the point that at least in person more than every 5 years, and why not hybrid meetings and every year.
Thank you. Next is Patty from Web 0515.
Hey, all. Thank you very much. I'm wondering, you know, there's a lot of discussion about ad hoc committees and task forces and studies in these in many of the proposals and in these well, two of these three proposals in particular. And I'm wondering if we might lean on the practiced and sustainable structural work of developing conferences and conventions that have been found to be effective in other fellowships, such as AA. I know that we are a younger fellowship, and I'm just wondering if we might lean into the sound and wise choices of how other fellowships have sustained their overall organizational structure in terms of their yearly events and in terms of the world, making sure that all voices are heard with, and I just feel that how we might, I'm wondering how we might try to extend education within the fellowship about our service structure. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty, and that's time. I apologize, I broke a rule that I didn't take other people before I took a second question by someone else. And I'll go next to Stephen from Intergroup 630.
There we go. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you. I haven't really heard anything argued in favor of this. My experiences with a spiritual group that I used to belong to, that moved to a 4-year international convention. What actually helped that a lot was a lot more regional participation on a yearly basis, and the delegates could actually answer the questions that the membership had on a more regional, local level, and then yearly meet. We met by telephone. We could actually represent the membership much better because we had a broader base of knowledge on how to represent the people we were representing. And then the second point real quick is the holding on weekends is every day is a weekend for somebody. So, you know, the trigger just needs to be pulled. And those of us who needed, yesterday I listened at work. I couldn't participate, but I listened at work because it was a work day, not a weekend. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Stefan. Next is Benjamin from Intergroup 626.
Yes, hello. I'm starting to lean towards combining 10, 11, 12 only so that one body can look at this together as opposed to three separate or two or three, and that way they won't know what each other's doing and create more confusion. So if one body is looking at this, maybe they can hash it out and come up with some sort of unified recommendation or direction to go in. And my personal thing is, in terms of the ABC, I have no problem with it being virtual or hybrid or strictly virtual, but for the AWC, for me, should always be in person. I think the whole experience of fellowship together, however often we do it, hopefully I would like to still keep it every year, I think is something that is what we are about. The touching, hugging, reunion, the whole thing of an in-person experience, to me, is what we're all about. Thanks, let me share.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin. Okay. One more comment. Karen from Web 0616.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all the thought and reflection put in by every other delegate who's spoken on this issue. And I want to come back to the question that keeps sort of meandering through our discussions this weekend, and that is, who is actually deliberating these questions? Which body does a committee or a task force or a study group report to? in deliberating these questions? Is it a WSO committee, or is it a task force reporting directly to the conference? What is the difference? How does that play out in the ultimate consequences of any discussion that we have about that? I don't have answers to that. I just want to raise the question. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. Next, Joseph from Connecticut 087.
Yes, hi, Joseph from Connecticut 087. My only concern is, having heard a number of delegates express great reservations about the effectiveness of various forms of committees in the structure, the idea of referring a particular proposal 10, referring something to another committee, doesn't seem very encouraging, because there seems to be an undercurrent of opinion that things go nowhere. So that's my only concern. Thank you for letting me be heard.
Thank you, Joseph. Next is Amanda from Pennsylvania 076.
Yes, hello, this is Amanda from PA 076. I just want to add that delegates are funded by intergroups and groups to attend the convention. And it's also been shown that more volunteers do come from in-person conventions. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Okay. Then we will end the discussion and move into voting. Rather than do the presentation of alternate motions at this point, there are a series of options that have already been created, and I would like to have the secretary post those, and then I will read them. The concern about whether this would be a group that is ultimately formed and who they would report to, the parliamentarian can correct me if I'm wrong, if it's a committee of the conference, then that would mean that they would report to the delegates on a regular basis, but also they would have standing to report at the monthly teleconferences. And I could be wrong on that, but I believe that would be the case. That we've been trying to have a system of year-round delegates for a long time, and that if we have this group that reports to the conference, then that would the conference is the delegates. So unless we have delegates that are engaged year-round, they're reporting to no one. So as the current structure is set up, if it's a committee of the board, an ad hoc committee or a task force, then it would report to the board and through the monthly teleconference, as other committees are. The success of any committee depends on the engagement of the people in the committee. Any committees that are not currently functioning on a regular basis is due to either the internal workings of the group or the lack of presence of volunteers. So if whatever is decided, if this is going to work, it is number one, dependent on the people who show up to do the work. And that is voluntary for anybody on this call or anyone else in the fellowship. And then the decision about who they report to, I think we can speak to later. Do any of the other chairs or the parliamentarian disagree with anything I've said?
No, I think you covered it. I don't have anything else to. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No, Mary Jo, it's all good. And, you know, service is calling the heart and finding a balance in that. We're all at different levels in our lives about that.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Tamara, if you or Trish would post the options that have been created.
The slide, Mary Jo.
Pardon me?
You want the slide?
Yes, the slide would be the different options for voting.
Okay, on its way.
Okay, all right. And we're going to do these one at a time, and I will read them. And the first option is a combined study to do a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ACA meetings. That is the ABC and the AWC. And just to be clear, AWC stands for the ACA World Convention, including the specific recommendations and ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and report back to the 2023 ABC. Option two. Combine 11 and 12, enact ballot proposals. Enact proposals 10, which is the study of the ABC restructuring, and 11, in-person AWC every 5 years, but reject ballot proposal 12, study all virtual ABCs. Option three, combine 11 and 12, enact ballot proposals 11, in-person AWC every 5 years, and 12, study all virtual ABCs, but reject ballot proposal 10, which is the study of the ABC restructuring. Option four, enact ballot proposals 10, study of ABC restructuring, and 12, study all virtual ABCs, but reject ballot proposal 11, in-person AWC every 5 years. Option five, enact only ballot proposal 10, which is the comprehensive study of whether the ABC should be restructured and report back to the 2023 ABC. Option six, enact only ballot proposal 11, the immediate enactment of one in-person annual World Convention, ACA World Convention, every 5 years with virtual AWCs in the years in between. Option seven, enact only ballot proposal 12, which is the study whether to hold all virtual annual meetings and report back to the 2023 ABC. And option eight, enact all three measures, switch immediately to one in-person AWC every 5 years and do separate studies on possible structure changes to the ABC and holding all virtual ABCs. And option nine, do nothing. I do not support any of these ballot proposals in the form they are in. So going back, there's various options. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to read through these options again before we do any voting. The first one is the comprehensive study of all three proposals. And again, who this group, whatever is decided, who they would report to, we'll figure out later. And I have 3 minutes on the clock for deliberation, silent deliberation. Okay, I've just been notified that option seven, is worded incorrectly. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. No, I think that's correct. How are we doing on time? Bernadette?
2.5 minutes at this point.
Thank you.
Three minutes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Then we will now do a election body poll on these choices. And Brad, will you let us know when that poll is ready?
Actually, Mindy's running polls right now.
I'm running it, and just to confirm, we're doing the combined proposal 10, 11, 12, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay, I will start the vote now. And we have 95 seconds with also a notice at 20 seconds. Is that correct?
How much?
95 seconds with a 20-second warning?
I think we'll do 2 minutes on this with a 20-second warning.
2 minutes?
Yes, on this particular one because it's lengthy. Thank you.
Okay, I am going to start the vote now. Vote is started, and remember to refresh if you need to. Is there anyone having problems with voting? Bob from Washington 184.
You have my screen locked. I can't get out of the screen for the proposals. So I can't get to the voting because my window's locked up.
That sounds like a computer issue. You may need to just close your browser, open it again, go to your email.
Yeah, thank you. Suzette from Indiana 0085. Are you having a voting issue? Okay.
20 seconds.
Okay, leave the voting open until we see if we have questions that need to be resolved. Suzette?
Okay, Mary Jo.
Yes, I can't seem to, I've refreshed my screen. I can't get my thing to pop up so I can vote. I will try, I'm going to try and completely sign out and come back in.
Okay. All right.
Oops.
All right. In the interest of time, if we have those two people who are having problems, I don't know if it's ethical to let them indicate to the to Brad L. what their vote was, and if it would change the vote in any way. Ultimately, then we can deal with that. Does anybody have an opinion on that from the, like the parliamentarian? Greg? Okay. All right, let's just go with close the vote, if it's closed, and then we'll, Tamara, you can stop sharing your screen. And
I'm sorry, Mary Jo, what was the question? Because I was totally involved in something else here.
I was asking that if we had two people who couldn't vote, and if they could send their votes to Brad L. so that if what their vote was would impact the outcome after we see the results, that we can use that.
Yes.
I don't want to do that on a regular basis because Brad could be inundated with things, but would that be acceptable or not?
Acceptable in this case.
Okay, thank you.
I'll go ahead and close the vote then.
Okay, thank you.
Closed. And then... summary. And then I'll go ahead and share my screen. If I make it any larger, I think I'll lose the all of the information here.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have a clear decision in this case. We have 60.5% of the delegates voted. First of all, let's make sure we have enough. We had 81 votes, which is clearly a quorum. So 60.5% have voted in favor of combining all three proposals into one study. And so I think we're good to go. Thank you very much. That was far less painful than it could have been. Okay. Thank you, Mindy. You can remove the results. Thank you. All right. Charlie, did you have something?
Yeah, I think this actually wasn't that just the general direction. In other words, we need an enacting motion.
Thank you.
Drafting a motion.
Thank you. Okay. So.
You crashed the motion.
Pardon me?
I was wondering, since this is an option that was not one of the individual proposals, I wonder who proposes a motion first.
Because we don't have an individual ballot proposer for this, Could we just have the camera, if you're able to, could you post just that first option that was the winner of the poll? And
I'm sorry, I missed it. Which one was the winner?
Number one.
Yes, I can. I'm just going to do it in my slide. Because it will come up.
Okay. So, okay, you can leave it there. Do a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ACA meetings, i.e. the ABC and AWC, including the specific recommendations in ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and report back to the 2023 ABC. The problem that I see with crafting a motion at this point is that we would get potentially into a lot of detail with the different aspects of these three proposals. So my question to the delegates is that could the motion be this, just what we have here, which, and make it clear that it includes the detail in those three proposals. Let's have, I want to make this a limited discussion. Let's have 10 minutes of limited discussion on that possibility rather than going into the lengthy crafting a motion phase. Okay. All right, let's start. What did I say? 10 minutes? Sorry, I'm putting this on my own clock so that I keep track. All right, Julianne, 1 minute or less, please.
Thank you. I could support this, and considering the We Agnostics community put forth proposals 11 and 12, I created an alternate motion which basically says that ACAWSO and the annual business conference collaborate to determine the needs and desires of the fellowship regarding the future of the annual business conference and the World Convention. I believe it is critically important that there be collaboration between the conference and WSO. Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne. Kathy from California 837.
Thank you, Mary Jo. Unless it's not appropriate, I would like to make a motion to do a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ACA meetings.
No, it isn't.
And, okay, so if this is appropriate for discussion only, then my group would like to go in the direction of a motion to include everything that's listed in option one, including the details that were apparent in proposals 10, 11, and 12.
Thank you. Thank Carol. You. Carol, read into.
Yeah. She just said it, so that's
all right. Thank you, Carol. Robert, Florida 0246.
Yeah, I wanted to second that motion.
Okay. Brad L., California 959.
Yes, this is Brad. I really think that this should just go through the dual motion with an ad hoc committee, write it as it's written. I understand there's a small group of people that feel funny about ad hoc committees, but I strongly believe committees are success and failures about the people that are there. It's a success if you have trusted servants, and it's not about if it reports to the board. It's not about if it reports to the conference. It's about do the people show up? Do they have group consciences when there's someone that's not working in a team to work it out? That's what doesn't. If we have just a conference committee, that may come back in a year, versus you have an ad hoc committee. It's connected with reports monthly. I think that would be the best.
Thank you. Next is Marcus from California 218.
Yes, I mean, I could vote for this as written, but I do think the only part is a comprehensive study, and that, you know, I mean, if we do end up going to four meetings a year or quarterly meetings of the ABC, you know, it would be good to have this be something that was connected to that a committee that reports back every quarter. So, but we don't have that right now, so I don't know, you know, maybe if it's vague like this, it could leave that open as an option. And I agree that it's mainly about the essence of the participation of the people and not really the structure of whether it's ad hoc committee and stuff like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Michelle from Web 0111.
Hi, Michelle, recovering adult child. I would just like to ask that after including but not limited to the specific recommendations in ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12. Thank you.
Thank you. And Lisa?
Yes, again, if we don't need to be this specific right now, that's okay. But again, lack of clarity about who this group is and how will they communicate their progress. Like, is this someone we won't hear from until next year? Someone said something about reporting monthly. Any clarification on that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next is Karen from WEB0616.
Ooh, I apologize. I lowered Karen's hand by mistake. Karen, could you raise your hand again? Thank you so much.
Thank you. I would like to put this to be in again, and that is, who makes decisions about how the conference operates? Is WSO making these decisions for the conference, or is the conference making these decisions autonomous service body, which I believe it should be? We currently have no structure for conference delegates to deliberate autonomously and independently without the facilitation of WSO, which is why I have to oppose this idea until we have some clarity about where the study is located. Will it be located with WSO or will it be located with the conference? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. And we have a point of information from Liz, I believe.
Thanks. I just wanted to reply to one of the questions I heard, that where would it ad hoc committees report back to a monthly teleconference with WSO? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Kelly from telephone 0341.
Thank you. Yeah, I've heard the question a couple of times from a couple of delegates about confusion as to the terms we're using, such as ad hoc committee, special task force, or study group. And I think those are really valid questions that probably need more clarification for delegates to make informed decisions. Those of us that do understand what that means understand that committees of the board, which an ad hoc committee is, they always need to have a board member present, and they do need to report back to a standing committee, which all sort of funnels back to WSO and the board. So to have sort of an autonomous committee, which a study group or a task force could be, is sort of trying to move a little bit away from just that structure and open it up a little more widely to other participation, such as delegates that might not be as familiar with how.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go out of order to Marsha J. Excuse me, from Iowa 029.
I'm very interested in the notion of whether this would go to a board committee or a conference committee, especially since we don't have conference committees. I'm not against conference committees. And I think that a conference charter and a look at this needs to be presented. But as we've just seen, the delegates in this group aren't prepared to be year-long conference committees. So I'm befuddled. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Brad L. from California 959.
Yeah. Do we know where ad hoc committees are going to report? They're going to report back to the conference. Plus, they're going to report back to the monthly teleconference. One board member is going to be on there. WSO is us. It is not some sort of monster. We are the delegates. We are the volunteers. So I have no idea how the board would somehow control this committee or something like that. The only thing I know is that if it's an ad hoc committee, they're going to be required to report monthly. That sounds great to me, that they're going to report monthly. The fact that they won't be controlled by the conference, it is still us. They will still come back to the conference. They will still report. And how they function is completely up to how the people show up at the committee and the trusted servants that run it, and if they have group consciences. That's just, I think, the straightforward way these things work. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and next is Carol from Region 2.
Yes. There is a floor motion that was put in yesterday about conference committees. And so if we all vote for it, we will have conference committees that will report to the conference every year. Thank you.
That floor motion did not make it within the deadline. So we will talk about floor motions in a few minutes. Marion from ZAF 003.
This is a very awkward one for me. But the work of the conference relies on trusted servants. And I'm kind of sitting here feeling very uncomfortable because I'm hearing a lot of lack of trust expressed. And I got involved in service because I realized that my SEA recovery required that I become part of the solution rather than stay stuck in the problem. And the work that I've been able to do when I shifted my mindset to that has been significant. And so I would, I want to echo what was said previously by Brad. We are the voice, and it's about showing up and being a part of. And I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with this kind of concern about who. If you care about it, get involved. It's kind of what I want to say.
Thank you, Marion. Yasmina, point of order, information?
There was a lot of questions about I'm just answering, adding to what Liz, the other point of information, said. When ad hoc committee is there, they report monthly at a teleconference to WSO board, but they also at every monthly teleconference report to the fellowship, because anyone representing their meeting can come, and anyone who's interested can come and observe. Monthly teleconference for everyone is a monthly opportunity to come and listen to the reports, listen to what's going on. There's always a section for questions from the fellowship. So, at the end of the day, everyone reports to the fellowship. The fellowship is the ultimate authority. Like, that's the...
I'm sorry, Yasmina, are these from the points of information you're getting because you're not a delegate, so you don't have a point?
It was questions about give us clarity. So
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Charlie, delegate from Virginia 092.
Thanks, Mary Jo. I want to raise a point similar to Marcia, and it even ties into our discussion about how often the conference meets. There is nothing about either an ad hoc committee or even a standing committee like the ABC, AWC committee. They do report monthly to the board, but they certainly, as we'll see today, report also to the conference. And I think any study like this should certainly be way, way as inclusive as possible. So the one concern I have about just detailing it to some group unnamed, how do you pick chairs? You know, how do you set timetables? It actually, in many ways, because it kind of goes offline, it's a model that actually in practice can have less accountability. So I'm hoping whatever model people settle on, it's one that actually has a true mechanism for regular reporting. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. I was distracted. By the way, I just got a second screen and I'm not used to moving my head back and forth between. The next step is to either follow a similar process to what we've been doing in the previous proposals, or which is to entertain alternative motions, or to just add this to the worldwide online voting. I would like to do a show of hands and see if we have a majority that is in favor of crafting alternative motions. So please raise your hand if you would like to go through that process of crafting alternative motions.
Is there another option?
It's either craft them or not, or do you have a third option?
To clarify, Mary Jo, you're saying craft an alternative motion, or you use the wording in option one. Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking if you would like to go through the process of crafting an alternative motions at this point.
Mary Jo, that's the procedure that's identified in the delegate binder.
Right, it is.
And that's what I was about to say. I don't see that we have a choice here.
Okay, my mistake then. Okay, please lower your hands. All right, we will then do alternative motions. Somebody please, let's see. Tamara, you can stop sharing. Could we have the first option? Actually, I have it here, and I will post it again to everybody as your starting point. This will be the first choice of motions, and this will put it in the form of a motion. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to think about
recording stopped.
Alternative motions, and then we'll move into crafting a motion.
Recording in progress.
Okay. 2 minutes on the clock, please. I'm sorry, it's 3 minutes.
questions about when we're going to have a lunch break.
Okay. As soon as we're done crafting the motions, we'll do the lunch break.
Oh, I didn't know I was unmuted. Yeah. I was talking to my phone.
That's 3 minutes. Okay, thank you. Okay, now the next part of this is that we will work on this for 10 minutes to get alternative motions. And then I call on people, you will be unmuted and made a co-host, and you will be able to then post your alternative motion in chat. And then read it, and then I'll move on to the next person. Okay. So please raise. Okay. Please raise your hands for alternative motions. Okay. Okay. First of all, then Julianne from Web 0701.
Thank you. I'm waiting for the ability to post the motion in chat. Thank you. I move that the ACAWSO and the Annual Business Conference each create a committee for the purpose of collaboration with the goal of determining the needs and desires of the fellowship regarding the futures of the Annual Business Conference and the World Convention, with these committees reporting results to the Annual Business Conference in 2023. There is a clear difference between WSO and the conference.
No commentary.
Excuse me, Julianne, I just want to say this to everyone, please. We've done the WSO bashing. I would appreciate it.
WSO is a service arm of the conference.
Okay, let's just keep it to the differences.
WSO is a service arm of the conference. Okay. Thank you.
We'll move on to the next alternative motion, and that is Susie from Pennsylvania 102.
Mary Jo, doesn't Greg take a moment here?
This one is consistent with it's a little more definitive, but it's consistent with the original motion.
Thank you. Okay, Susie?
Hi, I'm Susie, an adult child. So I didn't type this in the chat yet. Shall I just read it and then type it in?
Go ahead and then, yes.
Okay. Do comprehensive study of all related issues to annual ABC and be forthcoming in clarity as to how to volunteer to be a part of that study, and then including specific recommendations of proposal 10, 11, 12, report back to the 2023 ABC. So everything's the same, except I would just insert being forthcoming in clarity as to how to volunteer to be part of the study.
Thank you. Please post it as soon as possible in chat. Okay, next is Denise from Texas 131. Please post it in
chat. I don't know if that, I sent it to.
That's good. It's there.
Okay.
Here, I'll repost it. I've got it.
Okay. So I'm trying to keep it simple. So I move that an ad hoc committee who reports monthly to the board and fellowship do a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ACA meetings, i.e. ABC and AWC, including the specific recommendations and ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and report back to the 2023 and forgive the typos. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. Next is Christine from Connecticut 112.
Thanks, Mary Jo. I move that an ad hoc committee of WSO be created to study the timing, frequency, and format of the annual ABC meetings and annual World Convention, including the specific recommendations in ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and to report back to the 2023 ABC.
Thank you. Can you post that, please, in chat?
Yes.
As soon as possible. Thank you. And Christopher, is yours ready to post in chat before you're the next one to go? Okay. Thank you.
Just copy, paste. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen, but Denise's was good. I haven't seen the last one.
Okay. Thank you. Christina just posted.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you a moment, Greg.
That's the proceedings.
No, just a second. Okay. I think as I see it, that's just a restatement of the pretty much the original. Okay. I see.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. It's good.
All right. Christopher.
Okay. And you may consider this another similar restatement, but it's just slightly different direction of communications. I move to do a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ACA meetings, including the specific recommendations in ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and report back to the 2022 ABC delegates monthly by email, with final results reported at the 2023 ABC.
Ooh.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's a little specific on the communications, very restrictive, but I'll let it go.
Thank you. Next is Kate from Web 0615.
Hi, thank you. I'm a new delegate and this is the first time I've been to a meeting. So I'm just a little bit confused about the procedures, and I wanted some clarification about the previous speaker that was interrupted and cut off and not allowed to finish. I thought that was not done.
Essentially that she was cut off was that this is only a time for presenting of the motion and no commentary to go along with it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, then I don't see any other motions, so I guess one more. I'm sorry, Marcus from California 218.
Yes, I'll post this here. It's basically similar to one motion, but I am just adding report back to the 2022 ABC and the 2023 ABC, in that I would like to see provisions in the motion that if we are meeting quarterly, maybe we will meet quarterly, then this could be part of our business, would be doing this, and that there would be a way for delegates to be involved.
Do you have that in a written form that you can post, please?
I just posted it.
I don't see it.
Can you post it to everyone, please, Marcus?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And we did get the motion for number two. Somehow you got that, Tamara, it looks like.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Then we have a motion from Brad H. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 025.
Oh, thank you.
And Marcus is okay.
Marcus is okay. Thank you. Brad?
I have a motion. I move that a committee composed of equal numbers of members selected by the WSO AWC committee chair and members selected by the annual business conference do a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ACA meetings, including the specific recommendations in ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and report back to the 2023 ABC.
Thank you. Can you post that in chat for everyone?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's okay. All right. All right. We have continued our time. Carol, if you have a motion, can you post that first in chat and then read it?
Where in chat do I, because all I have here is point of information. I can't get it.
You should be
good. Oh, I got it. No.
Okay. Okay, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. I typed it fast, so I hope it's right.
Good. Okay. Go ahead and read it. Somehow Carol was muted again. I'm going to read it for her if that's okay. Go ahead, Carol. You're on mute.
I move that a delegate I move that the delegates and volunteers from this conference meeting monthly and reporting back to the 2023 ABC craft a comprehensive study of all issues related to the annual ABC meetings, i.e. ABC and AWC, including but not limited to the specific recommendations in ballot proposals 10, 11, and 12, and report back to the 2023 ABC. All I'm doing is telling you where it's going. That's all.
Thank you. Okay. Brad L. from California 959. And then we'll have one more after that and we'll be done.
I'm sorry, Greg didn't comment on that. And Carol, did you mean to have the word committee right here?
We'll take care of that.
I'll start. Okay.
Private chat with Carol, please. Brad 959, go ahead. You posted your proposal or your motion, please read. Brad, we can't hear you.
Direct the ABC AWC committee to coordinate an in-depth and inclusive study regarding possible changes to the ABC AWC structures. The study will consider all fellowship viewpoints, and all delegates and members of the fellowship will be invited to participate. Findings will be presented to the 2023 ABC, and regular updates will be provided to 2022 ABC delegates of the fellowship.
Thank you, Brad. And a last motion from Abraham from Web 0188.
I am copying it and pasting it. I just pasted to the point of information, correct?
You can paste it to everybody. You should have been elevated to co-chair, so you can do it to everyone.
Okay. Either Brad's or mine.
Also, I'm going to send it to Brad Al.
Okay. And then...
Sorry, I was switching between computers. You can post to everyone now.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I move an ad hoc committee be created to investigate the following issues and related matters with the goal of gathering information about whether the needs of the fellowship are being met and equitable access for all delegates. One, whether the ACA business, the ACA annual business conference should be restructured. Two, whether the ACA World Service Organization hosts an in-person hybrid international convention every 5 years, continue to host the AWC virtually in the years in between. Three, investigate splitting the ABC from AWC. Five, holding the ABC on weekends only. Five, holding the ABC online only. The ad hoc committee will develop recommendations to be submitted to 2023 ABC for consideration.
Thank you, Abraham.
Okay, that's consistent.
Thank you. All right. All of these motions are now on the screen. I think the best way, well, everybody can see them in chat. So I'm going to suggest we take 3 minutes while the poll is being created for the delegates to review what they've seen and decide which one they want to vote for. And then we'll move to the poll.
This is Mindy, just confirming that I'm putting together a new poll with these options.
Yes.
The same details as the poll, the combined proposal 10, 11, 12.
Yes.
Okay. I'll work on that right now.
Thank you.
I'm not sure these super long ones will fit.
Correct the ABC. Okay. It's true, that's who should really be.
It's been suggested that we take our half-hour break before we do this poll. Can I have a show of hands by the delegates whether you would like to take your half-hour personal break before we do the poll?
And Adelina will bring us some joy.
Okay, I think we've reached the majority of delegates wishing to do that. So I will then ask us to put 30 minutes on the clock and